This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents 31 Days of Horror, Day 28. Rules by Jesse Hall. Forgive me if I get long-winded, I talk a lot when I get scared. Speaking of being scared, I have a theory about something. Horror is a system of rules. Fear is a system of rules. If you know why things behave the way they do, you have sort of power over them. Not like that knowing a demon's name will give you power over it bullshit. Prime example, zombies. Zombies were originally scary because they're the shambling dead, an upright corpse with a taste for brains. A human stripped of emotions and personality, rotting, robbed of even the rest death affords us all. That is why zombies are scary. People have forgotten that fear now, so there's a huge system of rules. Zombies want the flesh of the living now. They can smell the difference between the living and the dead. One zombie isn't scary, not anymore. Now one zombie is seen as a single enemy to be dispatched. Now you have to have a whole herd or pack or horde or some other dehumanizing group title before they become scary. Vampires too. Do you know why they don't have reflection or don't appear in pictures? Because nowadays they should. The reason originally they didn't appear in that stuff is because mirrors were backed with silver. That's how mirrors used to work. You coat a glass in silver and bam, you got yourself a mirror. Same for pictures. Silver dust was used in old photographs. Silver, back then, was held as a pure metal. So the going idea was that vampires were impure, meaning they could not mar the silver by appearing on it. What I'm getting at is that you could GoPro staking a vampire and get some of that YouTube gold they got stashed on a server somewhere. Everything horror has rules, and the rules make sense unless your answer is because. And that's my problem with you, Blobbo. See, at first I thought you were something out of a Steve McQueen flick. Some sort of outer space jelly that crawled out of an asteroid with an appetite for chrome and neighborhoods. But y'all don't absorb everything like that junk did. No, Blobbo. You only absorb meat. And you fellas are really scarily good at it. I saw four of your pals take an entire steer in under 5 minutes. I don't know much, but I know that if you eat that much in that amount of time, it has to go somewhere. But it didn't. It seemingly just went away. Does that seem right to you? It doesn't to me. But I'm working on a theory. Coming up with a rule book for you and your kind, Blobby, my boy. It's been a couple of days since y'all showed up and make a jolly fucking mess of things. Oh, sure, yeah, people tried shooting y'all. Didn't seem to bother the victims much. None of them moved faster or slower. It honestly reminded me of those videos of people shooting ballistic gel. Big expansion and reaction to the bullet, then back you go, crawling at your constant speed towards your prey. Damn it. Went off on a tangent. What I was getting at was this. I got you there. Taped up, sealed up, pretty as I please inside a 30-gallon aquarium. It comes as no surprise to me that you haven't suffocated yet. Hell, as simple as your biology seems to be, I have a feeling you're somehow related to a jellyfish or something. Sorry to say, Blobbo, but you and your... I wonder if y'all even have genders or can understand such a concept. Doesn't matter, y'all stink. And like I said, no offense about the statement, the stench of rotten eggs follows you everywhere your posse tends to go. Which got me to wondering, as you found I do. Also, like I said, you only go for meat. Plants, metals, rocks, heck, even silk can stop your forward progress. But once one of you little bastards latches on, that's it. Game over. And that doesn't make any sense. If all y'all are sweating out hydrogen sulfide fumes, you should be corroding and killing everything you touch, but you're not. My bet is that y'all are from some corner of space where life is based off of sulfur instead of carbon, like me. And your bodies are reacting to the hydrogen in the air, and bam. Hydrogen sulfide, rotten egg smell. Does that mean y'all are in pain because of this reaction and you're attacking us carbon-based life forms in some attempt to quell your pain? Is that it? I need some answers. Blabo, you're going to tell me something. Even if I gotta boil you alive in that damn aquarium. I know you don't have a face, you son of a bitch, but I can see you're mocking me. Yeah, you ate my dog, and you almost got me, but I was smart. I planned. Yeah. Built up this here bunker and had contingencies for everything. No welcome mat so vampires couldn't get in, plenty of salt to keep demons out. Rail slots for looters or zombies, overpowered tasers for the robot uprising. But you little space jelly bastards were something I was not planning on. Something I had no rules for. Something that perplexes me. The emergency alert went up and I climbed down. I watched the world lose its mind over fist-sized globs of yellow gelatin. I paid attention. I had security cameras and satellite news feeds beaming me information with a click of a mouse. I made one error. Came down here too quick. I forgot something and had to go back out. And that's when you grabbed Bobby and gobbled him up, quick as you like, and then I lucked out and trapped you in that glass box. So there's one rule I got pegged down for sure. You have no effect on glass. Or at least that's what I've been thinking for the last 10 minutes since I nabbed you. Because there's a crack in the glass that I don't remember being there when I trapped you, Blabo. I talk a lot when I'm afraid. And right now, I'm afraid I don't have any rules for when it comes to you.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.